Now let's look at what we could call the abundance mentality. Abundance mentality means that rather than seeing life as a competition with only one winner, you see it as a cornucopia of ever-enlarging opportunity, resources, and wealth. You don't compare yourselves to others and can be genuinely happy for their successes. Scarcity-minded people come out of a comparison-based identity and are threatened by the successes of others. Even though they might pretend and say otherwise, they know it's eating their hearts out. Those with an abundance mentality see their competitors as some of their most valued and important teachers. These same three attributes, integrity, maturity, and abundance mentality, perfectly describe a complementary team. Now let's look at the competence side of personal trustworthiness. Technical competence is the skill and knowledge necessary to accomplish a particular task. Conceptual knowledge is being able to see the big picture, how all parts relate to one another. It's being able to think strategically and systemically, not just tactically. Interdependence is an awareness of the reality that all of life is connected, particularly with organizations and complementary teams that are attempting to win and keep the loyalty of customers, associates, suppliers, and owners. Independent thinking in an interdependent reality would be analogous to playing tennis with the golf club or thinking analog ideas in a digital world. As my son-in-law Matt was being interviewed for medical school, he was asked whom he would prefer, an honest surgeon who was incompetent or a competent surgeon who was dishonest. He reflected and gave a very good answer. He said, "It all depends on the issue. If I needed the surgery, I'd go for the competent one. If it was a question of whether to have the surgery or not, I'd go for the honest one." Both character and competence are, of course, necessary, but they are also individually insufficient. General H. Norman Schwarzkopf put it this way, "I've met a lot of leaders in the Army who were very, very competent, but they didn't have character. For every job they did well in the Army, they sought reward in the form of promotions, in the form of rewards and decorations, in the form of getting ahead at the expense of somebody else, in the form of another piece of paper that awarded them another degree, a sure road to the top. You see, these were competent people, but they lacked character. I've also met a lot of leaders who had superb character, but who lacked competence. They weren't willing to pay the price of leadership, to go the extra mile, because that's what it took to be a great leader. To lead in the 21st century, you will be required to have both character and competence." Close quote. You will clearly discover, if it's not already obvious to you, why there is no way you can make significant progress in your relationships with other people if your own life is a mess, or if you're basically untrustworthy. That's why, in the last analysis, to improve any relationship, you must start with yourself. You must improve yourself.